Today, we'd like to see the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 1 to 9, under the title of A Woman. To online worthy multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Who is a woman in context? Question 2, in verse 2, then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Who is the child in context? Last question 3, in verse 3, and another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. Who is the great dragon in context? First of all, we want to see the briefer historical background. Apostle John wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ delivered by angels. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him. So God the Father gave Jesus Christ the revelation of Jesus Christ in order to show his servants things which must shortly take place, the future to be happens. And he sent and signed it by his angels to his servant John. So basically, God the Father gave it the revelation of Jesus Christ to Jesus. Jesus gave it to his angel. Angel delivered the revelation of Jesus Christ to his servant John in order to show his servants. He wrote this book at the island of Patmos because John Apostle delivered the gospel because of Jesus Christ to the people. So he wrote this book at the island of Patmos. Patmos is an exiled place, like a prison. In 950 AD, under persecution of Roman Emperor Domitian. So Roman Emperor Domitian worshiped only the emperor, not any other gods. So because of that, he was sent out or exiled to the island of Patmos. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, past tense, when Apostle John wrote this book, the past tense, chapter 2 and 3, present tense, when disciple John wrote this book. Chapters 4 to 22, future tense. So chapters 4 and 5, age of church's rapture. So church meaning the group of Christians, raptures. Chapter 6 to 18, great tribulation. Chapter 19, the second coming Jesus on the earth. Chapter 20, millennial kingdom. Chapter 21, 22, eternal kingdom. Or a new heaven and new earth. So also God made judgments in the great tribulation. First thing God talked about the seven seals judgments, seven seals judgment. Then the seventh seal judgment includes seven trumpet judgments, seven trumpet judgments. Then the seventh judgment, the maximum culmination of the seven trumpet judgments is written in this chapter 12. So filling in details up to chapter 14, before chapters 15 and 16, the vile judgments. Let's see each verse. Verse 1, now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. So what is a woman? Or who is a woman? Woman here, Israel, not church, because Genesis chapter 37, verse 9, the Joseph's second dream, then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brother and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. Joseph was the son of Jacob, who is called as Israel. So here the sun, meaning father, is Jacob, the moon, Joseph's mother, Rachel. So, and the 11 stars, Joseph's brothers. So here, you know, stars, 12 stars. 12 stars is the Israel or Jacob's 12 sons. That's 12 tribes. Then is here a son, Israel or Jacob, moon, Rachel or Leah. Leah is Jacob's first wife. So sun, moon, 12 stars, therefore a woman is a symbol of Israel or Israelite. Romans chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 said, what advantage then has the Jew or Israel, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. So to Jewish people, God gave oracles of God. Oracles meaning the spiritual thing given by God, you know, such as scriptures. The other one explained, Romans chapter 9, verse 4 and 5, who are Israelites to whom pertain the adoption? God adopted Israel as the people of God in the Old Testament. The glory, the covenant, those are things are oracles, the giving of the Lord, the service of God, the promises, all of them given to Israelites in the Old Testament. Of whom are the fathers and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is of all the eternally blessed God. Amen. So Jesus Christ came from Israel or Jacob, according to the flesh. So Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 33, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob right here, or Israel, forever, and over his kingdom there will be no end. So through Mary, Jesus Christ came from Israel. Then, verse 2, then being with child, she cried out in labor, in pain, to give birth. Who is the child? That is verse 5, a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. So, ruling all nations, obviously, must be Jesus. So, therefore, child is Jesus. Verse 3, and another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. Diadem means crowns. Seven is perfectness. So number three, a symbol of a creator. Number four, a symbol of a creature. So 3 + 4 = 7. Perfectness, creator plus creatures. So equal to 7. So a symbol of perfectness. How about 10? 10 means a symbol of world power. Here, just said is 10 horns. So world horn is a power, symbol of power 10, world power. So the red dragon, the great red dragon has a world power. 7 heads a perfect heads, wisdom, perfect wisdom. 7 diadems on his head. So 7, perfect crown. Perfect crowns. Crown is the symbol of a thorn. So there is a control over the world. Over the world. So 12 is 3 × 4 = 12. That is a symbol of God's people. So we can see Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 12, 15, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, so king of Tyre, motivated by Satan, thus says the Lord God, you are the seal of perfection, right here, perfection, full of wisdom. So perfect in wisdom, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. So that is 7 heads, perfect, full of wisdom, perfection, full of wisdom. You were in Eden, the garden of God, every precious stones was your covering, the sardis, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, emerald with gold. The workmen of your timbrels and pipers was prepared for you on the day you were created. So God created spiritual thing as the Satan or a red dragon from beginning, beautifully, so perfect, full of wisdom. You are the anointed cherub who covers. Cherub is the angel. I establish you. God is fresh you. You are on the holy mountain of God. You walk the back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You are perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity. Iniquity is intentional sin was found in you. So until found you. So that sin is pride. So the Satan has a rebellious against God's authority. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. So here is a great dragon, is Lucifer, or Satan. That answer is verse 9, the particular set. Verse 9 is there. Verse 9 says, so the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan. So who is the great dragon? Answer is devil and Satan. Satan is the king, the head of devils, is called the Satan. That's Lucifer, old Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, to the earth, you who weakened the nations, you weakened the nations. Then verse 4, his tail drew, his tail, the great dragon's tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. Here stars of heaven are angels. So angels created by God, one of the third followed Satan. So those fallen angels became devils, and threw them to the earth, or threw them to the ground. And the dragon stood before the woman, the Israel, who were ready to give birth, to devour her child, or to destroy Messiah, Jesus Christ, as soon as it was born. So the devil, Satan's intention, always destroy the God-ordained Messiah, the Bible study, all of things destroy. That is example is in the Old Testament, the Esther chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay him homage, Haman was filled with wrath. So Haman was so angry, so because Mordecai did not bow to him. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him of the people of Mordecai. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, all Israel. So that is Haman motivated by Satan. So that's why destroy all the Jews. We know that the Messiah Jesus Christ coming through the Jew, according to flesh, who were throughout the whole kingdom over Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai. So that kind of intention. Also, this is Herod the king, also destroyed the child under 2 years old, including Jesus Christ. That is Herod king also, motivated by Satan. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, Joseph, his stepfather of Jesus, in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child." The young child is Jesus. And his mother, Mary, flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word. For, because Herod will seek the young child to destroy him, to destroy Jesus. Always the devil is the nature is destroying. So devil means deceive. Satan means accuse. So she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron, and her child was cut off to God and his throne. So the devil, the great dragon, tried to devour Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ was caught up to God and his throne. So that is in the future on the great tribulation. But right now, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God the Father. So, one example, Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 55, Stephen, while Stephen was being stoned by the people here, but he, Stephen, being full of his, the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, looked at the heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. So Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, but standing, Jesus wanted to accept Stephen in a soul and spirit in heaven. So that is, we see Jesus to sit at the right hand of God the Father. So verse 6, then the woman, Israel, or Israelite, fled into the wilderness. Wilderness, what is the wilderness? Where she has a place prepared by God. So the wilderness prepared by God, for protection, that they should feed her their 1,260 days. So 1,260 days is a Chaldean calendar, not our Gregorian calendar. Chaldean calendar, 360 days per year. So 1,260 days divided by 360 days per year equal to 3.5 years. So here, 3.5 years. 3.5 years passed, then the middle there is the woman Israel fled into the wilderness. That is basically God's special design to protect Israelites from Satan's attack. That's talking about this Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. It says, 70 weeks are determined for your people, for Israelites, for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. So basically, God's spirit designed 70 weeks, 70 times 7, equal to 490 years, determined, you know, for Israel, for only for Israel. So right now, 69 weeks times 7 already fulfilled, because Jesus Christ came here, so Messiah came here, but was crucified on the cross. But now, in the future, you know, only 1 week left, which means 7 years left. That is a great tribulation. But through great tribulation, Israel, majority Israelites who do not accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior yet. So those are protected, that one. That's talking about here. Daniel chapter 9 verse 27 says, but he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. So 1 week, 7 years. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. So middle of the week, he shall bring an end. So first time is Israel people were deceived by the great dragon or Lucifer. So that's why they are preparing a new temple, the worshiping God, and everything set up. But the middle over 7 years, that Lucifer said, or here the great dragon said, I am God, you must worship me, you know, stop worshiping God the Father, you know, that is coming out, that is abomination. Abomination, which means hatred, you know, by God, abomination. Desolate means destroying. So abomination of desolate. So abomination shall be one who make desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. So also Jesus explained that one, Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 to 17, therefore, when you see the abomination, desolation. So through great tribulation, middle of 7, so 3.5 years passed, but the latter part, 3.5 years middle, the devil or Satan declared by himself, I am God, you know, you must worship me. So you must not serve, you know, God, worship God. God, the Jehovah God, you know, at all. So that time is 144,000 Israel people recognize Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. So those peoples are sealed from, you know, Satan's attack, you know, Satan's killing, Satan's killing. So, where here, therefore, when you see the abomination desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea, Israel, flee to the mountain. The mountain here, wilderness mountain, is prepared by God. Let him who is on the housetop or roof not go down to take anything out of his house. So God had a special plan to protect majority Israelites who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ during coming great tribulation. Then a word broke out in heaven, Michael. Michael is an angel, archangel. So Daniel chapter 12 verse 1, at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, and that time your people shall be delivered. So Israel people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. So salvation book, written books. So here, so we can see Michael has a duty to guard, you know, God's people. Daniel chapter 10 and verse 13 also, but the prince of kingdom Persia, motivated by Satan too, understood me, 21, hear me, Gabriel. Daniel prayed with fasting to the Lord, seeking for, because Daniel was carried away in captivity by Babylon. So he asked, you know, God's direction, God's the guidance, you know. So he's waiting for God's guidance. Then it's Gabriel, the angel, that wanted to deliver God's message to Daniel. So Gabriel answers, said, 21 days. So the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. So hold Gabriel 21 days and behold Michael. So Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. So help me meaning help Gabriel release from the prince, the kingdom of Persia, who hold or held, withhold, withstood Gabriel. So release Gabriel from Persia kingdom motivated by Satan. So then 21 days later, he will deliver God's message to Daniel. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found, that one, the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, look, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. So 21 days is later is Gabriel will deliver God's message to Daniel, who is praying to the Lord. Also Judah chapter 1 verse 6, and the angels who did not keep their proper dominion or their ordained position, that's a fallen angel, but left their own abode. He had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, so subject to darkness, for the judgment of the great day. So we know that, you know, millennium kingdom, at the end of millennium kingdom, they will they cast out into the lake of fire. And Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. So Michael here, so we can see Michael has a duty to protect God's people from Satan's attack or devil's attack. So we can see. So Michael said, the Lord rebuke you. So let the Lord handle Lucifer and devils. Here, then angels fought with the dragon. So here, Michael and his angels. So his angels, meaning good angels, fought with the dragon. Dragon is, verse 9 here, devil and Satan. Satan and Satan and his angels, which means the Satan and devils fought, but they did not prevail. Not was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So anymore, right now is Satan has access to into heaven. So how can I know? The Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 7, Satan that came into the heaven. Now there was a day when the sons of God, here angels, came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came among them. Satan also came among the sons of God who came to present himself before God, God who is in heaven. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Lord then talks with Satan. Now they can access to heaven, but here in great tribulation, that is the Satan and the devils were defeated, so no longer allowed that. So that time is in heaven already all believers. will occupy in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a talk about the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and 5, is in heaven. So we are seeing the Lord, like that. So no place. So not allowed. Then saw the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old. Serpent of old is when God created Adam and Eve. So when Eve was tempted by serpent in the form of Satan. So here, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said, the serpent, or Satan, said to woman, Eve, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? So serpent of old is in Eden garden, that time, called the devil and Satan. So the great dragon, who is the great dragon? Answer is the devil and Satan. So the devil, the head of the devils is Satan. So Satan means accused. Revelation chapter 12, 10 said, then I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now salvation and strength, and the kingdom of God and the power of Israel, Christ have come, for the accuser of our brother. So accuser means Satan, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. So devil means deceiver, who deceives right here the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So finally, his angels, the fallen angels, devils were cast out with Satan. So in the future, that is the climax of the seventh trumpet judgment here, chapter 12. Then it continues explains in detail up to chapter 15 and 16, the seven false judgments. Let's see each question in verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland or a crown of 12 stars. Who is a woman in context? Israel. Not church. Church is in heaven, according to Joseph's second dream. In verse 2, then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Who is the child in context? Verse 5 said, a male child. The male child is who is rule all the nation. All the nation. With the rod of iron, with the rod of iron. Then is a question 3. In verse 3, and another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great fire red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and seven diadems also crown on his heads. You know, crown is a king, the throne. Who is the great dragon? In context, the verse 9 said, called the devil and Satan. That's the answer, the devil and Satan. So let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We conclude our Bible study.